I think you'll find him unavailable.
A flicker of unease skidded across Cross's face when Marcus continued to smile. Marcus pulled out the gun, enjoying the slide of the stock over his palm. He thumbed the safety and leveled the barrel at Cross's chest.
Would you prefer to die sitting or standing?
Cross blanched, and he staggered, his hands slapping the polished mahogany of his executive desk.
What do you want?
He asked hoarsely.
Money? I have money. Just tell me how much. Anything. I'll give you anything.
A sneer twisted Marcus's lips.
You couldn't afford my shoes.
His finger tightened on the trigger, and he watched the awareness in Cross's eyes, the panicked realization that he was going to die. Cross lunged sideways, and the sound of the bullet smacking into his chest resonated through the spacious office. Cross hit the floor, his arm outstretched in desperation. Blood seeped through the white silk shirt, growing as he gasped for breath. As much as Marcus wanted to watch the life slowly fade from the bastard's eyes, he had to finish this now. He raised the gun and aimed between Cross's eyes. He saw the finality, the gray acceptance of death in his victim's gaze. He pulled the trigger and then turned away, satisfied that justice had been served. The cab pulled to an abrupt halt outside the building where Sarah Daniels had worked for a period of 6 months. She hadn't been back in a year. The mere thought of walking into Cross Enterprises made her physically ill. She flung a 20 at the cabbie and ignored his offer to give her change. Clumsily opening the door, she bolted from the cab and entered the high-rise at a dead run. The lobby was empty. Not even the security guard was at his post. Was she too late? What would she have even said to the man? That her brother was here to kill Stanley Cross? She bolted toward the elevator and pounded on the up button, praying it would be here. She heaved a sigh of relief and threw herself through the doors as they slid open. She jammed her thumb on the button for the 21st floor and then hit the closed door button repeatedly.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. She had to be on time. She wouldn't let Marcus go through with it. Stupid, so stupid. She should have known.
She'd seen the rage in Marcus's eyes. He'd been way too quiet, too collected as he'd calmly told her that he was taking her away. She hadn't argued. She'd allowed him to make all the plans, all the decisions. She hadn't even known where they were going, only that Marcus's private jet was fueled and waiting for them. Finally, the elevator doors slid open, and she rushed into the reception area and turned in the direction of Alan's office. She saw Alan's door wide open, saw Marcus's profile, and then watched as Marcus tucked the gun back into his waistband. Her horrified gaze tracked downward to see Alan Cross lying on the floor, blood staining his pristine white shirt. Her hand flew to her mouth and she backed hastily away.
Oh God, oh God, oh God.
She was too late. She hadn't gotten here in time. Alan was dead. Marcus had killed him.
Oh God.
Nausea welled in her throat. She nearly tripped on her feet as she steadily backpedaled. She had to get away. The police would be here soon, wouldn't they? Surely someone couldn't just walk off the streets and kill someone in an office building. She turned and ran back toward the elevator, praying it was still there. She knew that at least two were taken out of service on the weekends, but that left two working on this side of the building. She jabbed at the down button with her thumb and held her breath, prepared to make a run for the stairs if she had to. The door slid open and she fell over herself, getting in. She punched the button for the ground floor and turned just as the doors started to close, only to find herself staring at Marcus's frozen expression several feet away.
Sarah.
The doors closed, cutting him off. The elevator descended, sending Sarah's stomach into even more turmoil. She simply couldn't process what she'd just witnessed. Marcus had killed Alan Cross. She couldn't even muster any regret, only fear. Fear for Marcus. How could he think he could get away with something so bold? The elevator came to a stop, and she shoved at the doors, trying to make them open quicker. She pitched headlong into the lobby, stumbling to gain her footing. Just as she righted herself, a hand curled around her arm and yanked her upright.